Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was all men working in the factory, all Scottish men working in the factory, walking around making machines, all Scottish men, naked from the waist down. Oh, girls, do you like Hoobastank? All that stuff.
You know, my boss at the time was a guy who has the most Scottish name I have ever heard of in my life. His name was, and I'm not kidding, Willie Macbeth.
Sounds like a Shakespearean porn site.
Willie Macbeth. There's got to be other ones. Hang on. Penis Hamlet, obviously. Romy Ho and Julie Wet. A Midsummer Night's Cream. you.
Born May 17th in Glasgow, Scotland, he began his entertainment career as a drummer for a punk band before making the move to stand-up comedy. He was introduced to American audiences through his work as Mr. Wick on The Drew Carey Show, going on to host The Late Late Show on CBS. You've seen his comedy specials, A Wee Bit of Evolution, Does This Need to Be Said, and I'm Here to Help. He'll be returning to network television this fall with the new ABC game show, The Hustler. And starting today, you can see his six-part comedy docu-special, Hobo Fabulous, available through ComedyDynamics.com. Please welcome Craig Ferguson.
Mr. Craig Ferguson, how are you, brother?
Johnny Dare, how you doing, my friend?
I am well. I'm excited to see this six-part series. And I know we have a little bit of a delay today, so I apologize for that. But where are you calling us from? Are you back in Scotland or are you in England?
I'm in Scotland right now. I'm actually in Glasgow in Scotland. I'm looking out the window, and I don't want to freak you out, but the sun is shining. I don't know what the heck is going on. I think there may be some kind of climate change issue.
It's working for you.
The sun is shining. I'm telling you. You want to get, property, I would go for buying somewhere very far north, like Scotland. I think that's where the new property boom is going to happen.
It's 8 degrees here today. 8. Fahrenheit.
That's too cold, man. That's too cold. Do you have to? Is that so cold that you can't actually go outside, or you have to wear like a space suit or something? I mean, that sounds pretty cold.
No, you can go outside, but you don't stay long. It's and I've had some cold nights in Scotland. I've been to into Edinburgh for Hogmanay twice now, and it's what I can't.
That,
I love
well,
it.
That, clearly, that lets me know that you clearly have a love of excessive alcohol intake.
Yes.
If you go to Edinburgh on Hogmanay.
It's the greatest. I participated in the torch ceremony. I burned a Viking ship with you guys. I've spent a week there and recuperating.
Yeah, we do it right. I don't imagine you get many Viking ships in Kansas. I don't imagine the Vikings made it into Kansas.
Not enough. We don't get enough of them, I promise. So tell me about Hobo Fabulous. That's what I want to know. So this is the idea. It's the day-to-day dynamics of everything that's happening, man. So you're traveling through. It's a six-episode series, Craig Ferguson, Hobo Fabulous. So, people think it's such an incredibly glamorous world that everybody lives in because you're an entertainer and you get to do these great things, but I'm looking to see behind it a little bit.
Yeah, I think that, it's not that, it's not glamorous at all. Anyone who's in show business knows that, anybody that thinks show business is glamorous doesn't work in show business. What I wanted to do was, I kind of didn't want to do a stand-up special. I wanted to do something that was a little bit different. And I had loved the documentaries that I'd seen about bands like Rush and Journey and Anvil. And
yes.
I don't like any of these bands, but I loved the documentaries about them. And I thought, this is a great way for me to make a product for people that hate my guts. I can do this, and they will be able to enjoy it.
See, I can't imagine anyone hating your guts. Like, I imagine you irritate some weak-minded fellas and some people who are a little afraid of their own feelings. But it's, you know, you've got a pretty good grip on this world, I think. Everything I've watched you do is I've had a pretty good laugh at.
Well, you know what? Thank you for that. And I love the idea that the only people that don't like me are weak-minded fellows that can't deal with their feelings. And yeah. I'm going to steal that and use it. And the next time my wife gives me a hard time, I'm going to say, you know what, honey? I think you're just a little weak-minded and you can't deal with your feelings.
It even sounds fantastic when you say it. I find that to be wildly true.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you know how successful it is when I get out of hospital.
So when you travel, do you find too many people give you trouble? I mean, because I think, like, look, you're from Glasgow, and the one thing I learned as I was traveling through your country is, you know, that was the one area that you learned to say please and thank you for sure, and you were very proper, because what was it, the Glasgow handshake when they just headbutt you across the nose?
Yeah, I'm getting a bit old for that kind of activity, but no one really gives me a hard time. I'm just paranoid. The truth of the matter is, I particularly... when I travel around, in the United States, one of the reasons why I wrote this particular show, actually, was because, you know, what's going on with comedy right now? I thought, you know, I sat down with my writing partner, Joe, and I said, let's write 90 minutes of stand-up that do not contain any politics at all. None. So that, just at one, to see if we could do it, see if it was possible.
Right.
And it turned out it was. And two, because it would allow everybody to take a break from what they're angry at for the hour and a half they were in the theater.
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying comedians shouldn't do it. I'm just saying that, you know, I thought I'd like to have a crack at not doing it. And it kind of worked out great. It was the most, I think it was the best natured tour I've done. You know, I mean, it's like the audience is really good. The audience is really big, too. So I kind of feel like it was as an experiment, it went really well. I was really happy about it.
Well, good, because, I mean, it is. That's what... Look, comedy's important for a lot of reasons, and it doesn't need to help me vote, but it does, I think, it does, you know, open up a lot of avenues to laugh at things, to realize how absurd things might be, to blow things out of perspective so you can kind of look at them in a different way. And it really is important to society, but you're right. You can't beat someone over the head and change them. They have to feel like it's on their own, and all you can do is make them laugh and relax a little.
Right, and also, look, I'm not saying there isn't a place for all that. There's plenty of places for all that. It was just, it was a kind of experiment, a discipline I wanted to try for myself. Could I do it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was an interest. Like, Jim Gaffigan is a friend of mine. Now, Jim, as you know, if you see Jim do a stand-up, he's completely PG in the stand-up. You can take your kids to see Jim.
Right.
Now, I know Jim Gaffigan, and that's not how he talks when he's not on stage, but he made a stylistic choice. And I thought, that's such a... And he even phrased it like that. And I thought, you know, that's interesting. I'm gonna make a stylistic choice to do no politics and see how it plays.
That's great.
And I really enjoyed it. I think it's, you know, if I was going out again, I would probably do that again. Because I kind of like it.
Well, I'm excited, man. 6 episodes, stand-up documentary, Hobo Fabulous, Comedy Dynamics, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, On Demand. It comes out today. They're already giving me a rap, but Craig, man, are you going to come through Kansas City? You're going to get some dates booked? I mean, what's new in the future besides, obviously, this is a big deal, but are we going to get to see you in person anytime soon?
I get no plans to tour right now. I mean, I'm just done. But, you know, I'm going to do a game show for ABC that will be on primetime. And then maybe late 2020, 2021, I'll go back in the room, something like that.
All right, my friend. Look, good to hear your voice, and good on you. I can't wait to see this.
All right, thanks, man. Nice to talk to you.
I love those guys. Trust me. Have you know anything about Glasgow?
No, other than being foggy driving past.
Oh, that is maybe the fightingest place in the world. These are guys, like, they don't even let their soccer fans in the same stadium together. They have empty stands. The teams play, Nobody's allowed in.
I think you may have shown me a picture once. Like, nope, this is it. It happens without anybody in there.
The worst part is you don't even want to go there because you can't understand. Glaswegian is what it's called, the local dialect.
Mm-hmm.
It's Craig is talking the clearest you'll ever hear him of anyone
That's
you'll
the
ever
most
meet
understandable,
from.
Yeah.
Like, you'll go there and go, I don't know. And you don't want to piss some drunk guy off like, I'm sorry, what? And all of a sudden, poof, you get a headbutt through the face. You're like, ugh, nah.
No, remember, because we went to St. Andrews, which is the most Americanized friendly area you could possibly think of. And I still had to translate people speaking English to Mike because it was so thick with the accent, still there.
I was in Liverpool with Joe and we went to, and this is a weird thing, they don't have strip clubs, they have lap dance clubs. So there's no stages for these girls. You walk into the gentleman's club, this lap dance club, and there's a bar and chicks are walking around and they're like, do you want me to rub my butt on your ding dong? and the music's super loud, dance music's going on, so I can't hear anything anyway. And then she's in my ear, and I'm already half pickled, and she's from Glasgow, so she's doing the Glaswegian dialect to me, and I'm like, I might have been offering to suck her D. I don't know. But I just thought it was the weirdest thing. I had
sounds
a good
like musical chairs
had
just
no idea,
popping down.
No idea what was going on. Ew. But yeah, that's all they do. That's it. You give them some money, and then like, which I find to be, we've all had lap dances, but I find that to be the least amount of fun in the whole club. Like if I go to a club, the last thing I want is to, because listen, now I'm self-aware. Now you're rubbing your butt on me. I'm probably getting an erection. Mm-hmm. Like it's
or
hot.
Worse.
Yeah.
Or worse.
Well, that's worth the extra money. You can make that.
He gets it.
I've never finished like that. But
no,
that,
I haven't either.
I'd be willing to learn.
From her erection?
I'm sure that there's some dudes who've had to leave the club and hit a JCPenney's and get some underwear.
But the last thing you want is like, come on. Like, I'm like, of course it feels good, but I'm not in the moment because everybody's looking at you. And I'm like, I feel like people are watching me masturbate at that point.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
like to do this when I'm a show pony.
Right?
No.
And for God's sake, no better than to go back in the room. Like, as long as you got the money and you're willing to part with it, sure, go get the, you can have the humiliation curtains drawn, but you're going to pay.
Yeah.
You're going to pay a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't
think she's just working on it like she's trying to get that ATM number. She's trying to get your PIN.
And they know how to hit it just at that point where, man, I think I might. And then the song's like, you're like, sorry, I'm going to need a little more money. You're like, damn, that's where edging started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.